Now, very excited to say that I am joined in studio by former world middleweight title contender Jason Quigley. Jason, thanks very much for popping on this.
Thanks for having me, Mark. Cheers, lad.
So, yourself and Sheer Sports, you are starting the new year big, to say the least. Fight Night at the Valley, February 21st. Before we get into the fight night itself, it must fill you with pride to be able to bring professional boxing back to the Twin Towns and a venue that you hold so dear to your heart, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's to be honest, it's something that I don't think ever crossed my mind whenever I was a boxer myself growing up, you know, fighting. Firstly, I trained in there majority of my amateur career. We had fights in there ourselves. The Fun Valley Boxing Club had our amateur shows in there. And my big homecomings from any of the European championships, the world championships, was all in there as well. And it definitely holds a special place in my heart and I think in my memories as well. And to bring professional boxing to the Twin Towns for the first time ever, it definitely is something that I hope after it I'll be proud of.
It'll probably feel a bit surreal to be standing there in Balbofeist in Orler area and you to have this event going on. It'll be a strange sensation, I'm sure. Like,
absolutely. Like, the thing is, look, and there's no beating around the bush about it, like, when you think of professional boxing in Donegal, firstly, right away you think of kind of a bit smaller scale, because whenever you hear professional boxing, it's Dublin, it's Belfast, it's Manchester, it's Vegas, it's New York, you know. But I think we showed in our last show in the Aura Centre there that this is real professional boxing. Like, this isn't a small time gig that's just coming in here to tick things off the box, you know. Like, this is professional, real professional boxing that's we're starting on a journey now. Do you know what I mean? And these are going to be the first shows of many.
Yeah. So, Fight Night at the Valley, a bit like the recent Rumble in the Hills that you touched on in Letterkenny, this is going to feature some of Ireland's top up-and-coming prospects once again.
Yeah. Really excited to be announcing these fighters. You know, we've just only four announced now before Christmas to let people kind of see who is on it and, you know, buy tickets already. But we're going to be releasing more then at the start of the year as well. But it is all the best fighters in Ireland, undefeated, local lads from down the country. You know, this is Ireland's cream of the crop, and they're coming to the Fun Valley, like, you know, to put it on show.
You say local lads, one of them four lads that have been confirmed for the event, Danny Duffy of Rafo. He's going to return to the ring, looking to go 4-4 in his first four pro fights. Do we know who his opponent will be yet?
We have an opponent locked in, but just want to make sure all medicals, everything goes over the line first.
He's not actually on here now.
No, he is. He is. He's a dangerous wee opponent. He's a Mexican, tough, durable opponent that's going to come to try and upset the odds for Danny. But, you know, I was so impressed with Danny over the last year. He's really come on so much in his boxing ability, his mindset, everything. And, you know, I think his performance as well in the Rumble in the Hills, and they are in the last one, I think it was Fight of the Night performance, you know, the crowd were going absolutely mental and the buzz in there was class. His opponent was, you know, showboating and egging him on, and Danny clapping one and shut him up for a wee minute, you know. So it was it was definitely Fight of the Night. Danny is chalk and cheese when you chat to him outside the ring, and then he gets into the ring, he just becomes this different person. And it's class to see. Like, he is, Danny's a real talent and can go far in the sport.
Jason Myers, he'll have his third pro fight in Donegal. You've also got the likes of Dublin super heavyweight Daniel Fakoyidi, gory lightweight David Kennedy. It's going to be a brilliant event full of really high level fights.
Yeah, excited for big Daniel Fakoyidi as well. He's a fighter that I signed recently. One of very few heavyweights in Ireland right now. He's an exciting prospect, so he is. Won his pro debut, first round, 72 seconds. He's big, he's strong, and the thing about Daniel is he can chat as well. Like, he loves to chat, he loves to big everything up, he loves to put on a show. So Daniel's going to be a very exciting addition to the card.
This event, we touched on it a wee bit earlier, this event comes on the back of two events in Letterkenny, 2023 and then earlier this year. Yourself, along with Sheer Sports, you're really going for this in the county. I mean, this is really just the beginning of these big events that are going to be in Donegal. So the people of the Northwest are going to be treated to this year on year, hopefully, if all goes well.
100%. You know, this is something that I plan to do. Plan to have an annual show in Aura and Letterkenny. Plan to have an annual one now in the Fun Valley Centre, and maybe adding two more locations as well to the year We'll see how things pan out now over the next couple of weeks, but we're definitely going to be putting two more dates in there as well throughout the year. And yeah, absolutely excited to be doing this because, you know, people in Donegal, but to be honest, where it's really coming from is myself. Like, I remember as an amateur boxer growing up, like, professional boxing was unheard of, this neck of the woods. Like, and it was always either going to Belfast, going to Dublin. You know, you had to get somebody to drive if you wanted a few drinks. You had to have a night stay over. You had to get the hotel. You know, everything like that there was, you know, bringing it here, bringing it so local is obviously great for the fans and the people that's coming to just enjoy the boxing. But my real aim and my real goal here is for some 8-year-old to 15-year-old to set his eyes on professional boxing here on their doorstep and maybe get that little bit of a buzz, that little bit of butterflies in the stomach that be's like, I want to do that when I'm older. Do you know what I mean? And that's the real aim and the real goal here is to create something and bring boxing to a different level in Donegal.
It all goes down on February the 21st at the Finn Valley Centre. Tickets, I'm sure they'll go fast. Where can we get them?
You can get your tickets on Eventbrite at the Fight Night in the Valley. And just type it into Eventbrite, it'll come up. Or you can support the fighters as well and reach out to any of the fighters that's on the card. It obviously, for fighters starting out in their career, buying off the fighters is... For the promotion, it's better getting it on Eventbrite, but, you know, it's better for the fighters, you know, supporting them, buying the tickets off the fighters. It's a massive help for them and gives them the confidence as well. You know, the people want to come out and watch them and support them and be there and roar them on. So, yeah, you can get them off the fighters themselves or you can get them on Eventbrite.
So, if anyone's on the fence about going, they're listening to this going, that sounds interesting. What is it about boxing, like a live boxing event, that makes it special? I suppose coming from Donegal, it's a county where Gaelic football, soccer generally dominate people's interest when it comes to sport. What is it about a live boxing event that people can look forward to if it's their first time going?
It's new, it's exciting, and the way we put on our shows isn't just a normal boxing show. This is professional boxing and we pull out all the stops, you know, we make it excitement, we have the music, we have the lights, we have the smoke, we have... You know, the fighters getting into the ring and putting it all on the line. And I think that's the most important thing. We have the quality of fighters that's getting into the ring to fight on the night. And the amount of people that have come up to me, you know, after the last show that says they've never been to a boxing event before. And they were very, you know, not skeptical, but they were like, geez, will I enjoy this?
Yeah,
will I enjoy this? Will I not enjoy it? And they're saying to me, as soon as the next one out, let us know. We're getting tickets. We're coming again. Had an absolutely fantastic night, you know, and that is the thing about boxing. It is so exciting because in boxing, everybody can relate to it. It's a fight. It's a battle. Everybody, you know, gets into a fight or a battle at some stage in their life or their careers. But, you know, these lads are getting in there, giving it absolutely everything. And the atmosphere of boxing events is just class. Like, you know, the crowd does be amazing.
Well, we're looking forward to it. That is the February the 21st of February, the 2026 Fight Night at the Valley, and make sure to get your tickets for that. Jason, I can't let you go. We tuned in the wee hours of Friday morning, was it, for AJ against Paul? Were you up watching it?
I'm very proud to say that I did not even get out of my bed to watch it. Look, I've spoke on this loads before, and... It's night and day, the difference in the two class of, like, anybody that thought Jake Paul could have won that fight is off their head.
Yeah.
But I have total respect for Jake Paul. Everything that he's done in this sport is unbelievable. To even get into the ring against Anthony Joshua, like, people have just completely forgot about his last fight was meant to be against Javonte Davis, who's nearly half the size of Anthony Joshua. Like, I'm not even exaggerating. Like, he is nearly half the size of Anthony Joshua. And for Jake Paul to do what he done in there, I know it mightn't have been the most prettiest of performance, but he still lasted longer than a lot of professional athletes. A lot of professional boxers lasted in there with Anthony Joshua. And the show that he's put on, the eyes that he's brought to the sport, you know... The talking that has been done about this fight has been a lot more than maybe some normal world title fights that you mightn't have heard a lot about the fighters. And to me, I think it's great. You know, he's getting the fighters on the undercard paid. He's bringing good money into the sport of boxing. He's bringing more eyes into the sport of boxing. I definitely think it's a win-win. And just when we're on this topic, I have to say one thing that I will not credit and I will not give any good advice or publicity towards is this Andrew Tate and other guy. Like, these two guys are absolute rubbish.
That's the misfit stuff, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Like, their fight was rubbish. Like, those two lads cannot fight. Whereas Jake Paul has dedicated his life to boxing over the last 5 or 6 years. He can fight. He's not on the level that he might say, like Canelo yeah. and Joshua, but he has grown to a certain level that he can last a few rounds with Anthony Joshua and fill out a stadium and get more money than majority of professional fighters have ever made in their career. So I credit that. And I'm absolutely delighted that Jake Paul got humbled a little bit as well, but I'm delighted that that it went well for them, because I definitely think that he's been a positive impact to professional boxing.
Do you think we'll see Fury and Joshua 2026?
The way that Joshua called Fury out at the end, you know, Tyson's a strange dude though. Like, he could just go one way or the other. Like, but I definitely think you could see that now, because Tyson was calling him out a little bit before the fight and, you know, picking at him. Whereas that was a strong call out by Joshua at the end of the fight, and I think Tyson will bite on that.
The Saudis might get it done. The Turkey Al Sheikh, is it? Seem to be kind of like, you know, the Frank Warren there and Eddie Hearn, they don't really get on. So making the fight has been an issue in the past, yeah. But the Saudis might be able to make it. If anybody's going to make it, it's probably going to be them, isn't it?
I believe that they can make it happen. I just hope they make it on this side of the water.
Yeah.
You know, not in Ireland, but the
Wembley,
UK.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, I hope they, like, because it's just different gravy over this side of the water compared out in Saudi. Like, the atmosphere will be so much more, and they'll do far more tickets as well in Wembley or somewhere like that.
Jason Quigley, thanks very much for popping into the studio, and best of luck with that event. The Fight Night at the Valley, February 21st, 2026, Finn Valley Centre. Get your tickets, going to be an incredible event.